With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Time is running out for a measure pushed by the White House to provide more aid to Ukraine, with negotiations getting bogged down on some domestic immigration issues.
Republican lawmakers are pushing for stricter changes for America's immigration and border policies. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said this week a delay could have catastrophic consequences for the Ukrainian president's ability to reclaim his country from Russian invader. A new GOP aid proposal for Ukraine would call on the U.S. to end humanitarian parole for many migrants, use ankle bracelets on those awaiting hearings, and set new guidelines to essentially close the border if illegal crossings reach a certain limit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ivy League college president resigning, that over sharp criticism concerning the matter of anti-Semitism on campus. Liz McGill is in her second year at the University of Pennsylvania. Also at SRNnews.com, a closer examination of a military aircraft.
When the U.S. military took the extraordinary step of grounding its fleet of V-22 Ospreys this past week, it wasn't reacting just to the recent deadly crash of the aircraft off the coast of Japan. The aircraft has a long list of problems in its short history. The Osprey takes off and lands like a helicopter, but can tilt its propellers horizontally to fly like an airplane. It's a unique and complex technology that has allowed it to deliver troops quickly to the battlefield. But that same technology has long been a factor in multiple incidents. John Scott reported.
If you like huge contracts, you'll love this one. Shohei Ohtani has agreed to a record 10-year deal with the Los Angeles Dodgers. 10 years for $700 million. This is SRN News. Jewish students say they don't feel safe today on America's college campuses.
A new poll released by the Anti-Defamation League and Hillel International finds that only 45% of Jewish young people think they are safe from harm at school. The pro-Palestinian rallies on campus have a lot to do with that. Before the Hamas attack on Israel in October, 66% of Jewish students said they felt safe. In fact, anti-Semitism has been on the rise in the U.S. for several years, as it has been around the globe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Cosmopolitan magazine sparking a firestorm of controversy by publishing an article about a satanic abortion ritual. Cosmo bills itself as an international fashion magazine that focuses on lifestyle issues, but it has been a strong advocate for abortion since the 70s. Lately, the Satanic Temple has become involved in abortion. This is SRN News. Southwest Airlines flight attendants giving a thumbs down to a new contract. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
The rejection of the offer that was hammered out by the Transport Workers Union Local 556 and the airline sends both sides back to the bargaining table. Southwest is also negotiating with pilots who've tried twice to get permission to start a 30-day countdown to a strike, but federal mediators rejected those requests. Airline workers say they kept working through the pandemic and deserve higher pay, now that most of the carriers have returned to profitability. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
More than 1,000 unionized DHL Express workers walking off the job at Cincinnati's International Airport during the busiest time of the year. Union spokesman says workers went on strike to further demand a fair contract and protest unfair labor practices, DHL expressing disappointment over the union's action. More details at SRNnews.com.